Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturge, and I'm here today with somebody I have a lot of respect for. His career field, he is a person, and all the members of his department. And it would only be fair to tell you, my father was a Pittsfield firefighter for many, many years, and he was very proud of that. And I have with me today Chief Tom Sammons. He is the chief of the Pittsfield Fire Department. And I will tell you, let me just say this. The other night when it snowed, I turned the scanner on. Between the fire department, the police department, and EMS, nonstop, back calls. So I don't want, I got a couple of requests to come on and gripe. Don't gripe. You're put in a priority of need. That's all I'm going to say. And bottom line is, we have a great fire department, we have a great police department, and we have great EMS departments. So if you don't believe me, move somewhere else. All right, Chief Tom, what's going on, buddy?
Well, we're getting into the heating season. So, you know, that's first and foremost on our minds right now. You know, make sure that this time of the year, that if you have a wood stove, make sure it's been properly maintained and cleaned. If you have an oil furnace, make sure that that gets its annual service, because that can make a mess of your house if it's fouled and you have a blowback in your basement. You really don't get rid of that oil smell if you have a blowback. It's awful. Yeah. So, you know, it's something you definitely have to you have to maintain this stuff. And we go to chimney fires every year. We've already been to, you know, we've already been to too many. So, you know, wood stoves outside, that your outside piping. I had a call the other day from an associate, you know, with all kinds of questions. Afraid to get on a ladder, didn't know what he should do. I said, leave it to a professional. Have a professional. You know, once a year, you really need to do this kind of thing. So, well, that's my two cents on that.
Well, Chief, you're right. And you know, maybe because I grew up with a firefighter. October is right on the calendar. Have furnace checked out.
Yep.
And I have gas. And I still have it tuned up.
Yep.
Then I have them come in and do the chimney. Even though I have gas, I burn some logs through the year.
Sure.
And again, what's the old saying? An ounce of prevention cuts the head off of bad luck.
Yeah.
And boy, I'll tell you, and for the people, I can't do it myself anymore. I really can't. So I pay to have it done. You know what I call it? A good investment.
That's right. If you like your stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I'm having the chief on because of the heat, but here's another bugaboo of mine. Deep frying your Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah.
Chief, handle it.
Well, so there's some precautions that go along with if you're going to deep fry a turkey. First and foremost, don't do a frozen turkey. Make sure it's thawed out. Make sure that if you're frying using a turkey fryer, it is outdoors, at least 10 feet away from your house. If you do have a problem, it's away from your house. Don't walk away from any heating stuff that you're doing. You got to keep an eye on it, especially if you have cats or children. You know, again, here we go again. Prevention is key.
Yeah, and I, in my lifetime travels, when I was stationed in the South, honest to goodness, there wasn't one Thanksgiving or Christmas that went by where we didn't know two or three people that had some kind of a catastrophe with the deep fryer. Now, if you've never done it, please, please read the instructions carefully. Just please, because as well as it can be, it can be very, and the chief just said, if you've got kiddos or pets, keep them away from it.
Yep.
Because
that's same, you know, any open flame. So one of my big pet peeves, and my kids would attest to this, I am a stickler about candles.
Yeah.
A live flame in your house, and you know, if you have small children or
Yep.
animals, easily knocked over by mistake, and curtains, candles too close to combustibles. Anytime you have live fire around, you gotta don't take any of that stuff for granted.
Now, I hate to admit this in front of my friend, the chief, but just the other evening, yours truly was lighting a little fire in the fireplace. And a spark banged out of the log, landed on you know whose foot. Fortunately, I had shoes on. Unfortunately, they were canvas. So there I... Thank God I did not get burned, but I was doing the Irish jig for a couple of minutes. So again, we do the, I love doing these shows with the chief because to prevent, we're trying to prevent people from having catastrophes or getting hurt. And, you know, I wasn't going to tell anybody about that, but then I said, you know what? I had to throw the shoes away because it burned through the canvas.
Yeah. Well, lesson learned, but then again, you know, you do everything right and you can stay
yeah.
on track.
Yeah, well, it's just the log just cracked and it came out and landed right on my shoe, hotter than you knew.
Yeah.
But anyhow, Chief, the other thing that's getting to be kind of a problem, and that's the batteries and power foot. Yeah.
Yep. So it's really big right now. It's a very strong message that I would like to get out.
Thought it was the end of the world there, buddy.
We're trying to save electricity around here.
Yeah.
So lithium ion batteries, there's some really strong guidelines that we've been developing, in the fire service. And, you know, the bikes and the cars are becoming very popular, the skateboards and the scooters. So as a general rule, when it comes to the scooters and the bikes, when you bring it to your property, they've had some real, real, real bad fires down in New York City. We have had fires here.
Yeah.
We've had quite a few what I would like to say is that if you bring your bike inside your house, do not leave it by any exit ways. Because they've had fires where they were charging it or it was just sitting idly next to an exit way and it took off and the batteries start to burn. And, you know, the one battery burns, and once that one starts, the two next to that burn, and then, you know, it's a cascading effect.
Right.
And it's stacked in, you know, then it goes in every direction. And the fire investigators that we have here in the department equate a lithium ion battery fire to a flammable liquid gas fire.
Whoa.
That's how strong of a fire they are. You can't put them out with water. You don't have enough water to put it out. So you need to keep charging of batteries away from exit ways in a safe area. Once the charge is complete, do not leave a lithium ion battery plugged in. So that includes computers, batteries for hand tools, bikes, skateboards, scooters. This is real.
Yeah.
This stuff can be real dangerous stuff. One thing that that has been told to us through the classes that we take, that if you need to replace a lithium ion battery because of age and it's not holding a charge anymore, make sure that you buy the brand that you that originally came with the product, right? So for an easy thing to say, if you have a Dell computer, don't go online and buy the cheaper off brand. You should buy the Dell And the reason is everything is made out of this, well, a lot of the stuff, most of the stuff is made out of this country and made in different factories with different levels of care. So, but you're a lot safer with a name brand battery than you are an off brand battery. And I had a computer burn up on me some years back, and I'm sure it was the fact that it was an aftermarket battery, but that was really before we knew anything about this stuff. So, that's a big thing. And if I can keep going,
Yeah, please, Chief. That's why I want people to have the Chief on, because he's a wealth of knowledge, and it's stuff. And I grew up with a firefighter, so I close my bedroom door at night. You know, there's all these things that I was told as a kid, and I want you to hear them because they save lives, and
absolutely.
they save property.
Well, they came up with the that massive fire they had in Amherst. That's being investigated as lithium ion batteries that started that. So they don't know if it was a they don't know what the lithium ion batteries came from. At least we haven't heard. But that destroyed a five-story building when we got when we went down. We accompanied a tanker task force down, and I'd never seen any of this area before. The guy said, "Yeah, see right there, five-story building was standing there last night at 8 o'clock, and by 10 o'clock the next morning, the entire five-story building was gone." So.
And today, and Chief, correct me if I'm wrong, we double check everything you have to see if it's lithium battery.
You should know general knowledge of what you have, and it's really important. Don't leave them plugged in after they're charged. That was a habit that I had to break, because I
Yeah,
would
me too.
throw it in the charger for my drill or sawzall or something, and walk away and not need it for a week or
Yeah.
battery, and then we start to see this kind of stuff. Don't use damaged or altered batteries.
Ooh.
If a battery takes a tumble off the top of a 6-foot ladder,
Yeah.
is that really safe? You think it is? There's no maybe, if it's if the casing is cracked, I would say no. I would say that's damage beyond. You don't want to take a chance.
And here's maybe an unfair question, but how do they dispose of batteries? I
That's a
know
great.
the city used to have this hazardous waste thing
They have a
so
hazardous waste
often.
day. Yeah, it just came and went, actually.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Folks, this is really important stuff.
Is.
Tell you one other, we'll get to it later on, but before I forget, because Chief, I forget where the car is. Don't overload your bus bars, your plug-in strips.
Yes,
And
power strips.
my wife thought I had blown a fuse, but we've been together for 60 years, so she knows I've blown a fuse. I had an interview with the chief, and he said the cheaper that you can buy anywhere. It made me start to think mine were really flimsy and cheap. So I went out and I bought some more expensive ones that blow, have a fuse in them or shut down. And you know what? I feel comfortable now. I feel safe. So I want to thank the chief for that. But why I'm bringing it up now, all the Christmas decorations have to be plugged in. Don't overstress this thing because you don't know.
Well, we had when I was in the inspection bureau, I was in the inspection bureau years ago, and we had power strips that overheated and burned up. Matter of fact, I had one in my shed that I don't know what happened. I never even knew what happened. But this fall, I was in there and I looked at it, and the very end was all brown and burned up. And I'm like, what the heck
Wow.
happened there? Took it out, threw it away, obviously.
Yeah.
But something overheated, failed. And it was probably one that was at the house when we bought our house. It was in
Yeah.
that, there for probably 10 years. So you
Oh, the
just
ones I replaced were at least 10, 15 years old. I mean, they were the first generation. Yeah.
Yeah, you're
But,
better off getting ones that have the little breaker on them that'll trip. That'll be your first line of defense, and then your breaker panel will be your second line of defense, or a GFI if it's plugged into a GFI. That'll be another. But electricity is nothing to mess with if you don't know what you're doing. So.
And folks, we are an electronic world now. I hate to say it, but we are. And we've got to understand that with all our conveniences, there comes some responsibility and some caution. That's why I do this show, because whenever I hear them going to a structure fire or whatever, I think of, I wonder what caused it. And now we're finding out more and more are being caused by these batteries and all kinds of stuff that we never had to worry about.
Right. Well,
Right?
I'd like to, excuse me, I'd like to do my normal time whenever we're together is if anything is heating or cooling. We're coming into the heating system season.
Perfect.
So if we have a space heater that we're plugging in, plug that directly into a wall. Don't
Yep.
plug it into a power strip because that's going to a lesser, a lesser.
Output.
Yeah, if you're straight into the wall, that's your best, safest defense against having a problem. And also, we've had this. We had, not yet this heating season, I don't believe. I know we had a few last winter just here in the city where people had stuff too close to their space heaters and
Yeah.
simply caught bedding on fire. Caught, here we are again. Caught, common combustibles on fire. And started bedroom fires and fires in living rooms. And now, if you have a live Christmas tree too close to a space heater, it'll dry out the Christmas tree and makes that very susceptible to a house fire. And I'll tell you what, you've never seen a Christmas tree burn. Yikes.
Yeah.
They burn hot and fast.
And
So.
again, we're not doing this to spoil your Christmas. We're doing this to make you safe.
That's
Yeah,
all we care about.
it really and truly, my dad, he would help the neighbors and stuff. One neighbor had a very an indoor extension cord when the first plug-in things came out. When I'm telling you first, right after Marconi invented them. And my neighbor got one, and my father went out and said, "Are you trying to kill yourself?" He was a man of very few words, and he said, "Why, Al? There's nothing wrong with that." He goes, "It's an indoor extension cord. You got it laying in the snow. You're plugging in, and it's plugged in there. You could light up like a Christmas tree." When you said that, you made me think of it.
Yeah, that's
But
true though.
again, if you have something outside, make sure you get a good extension cord meant to
Proper.
be outside.
Yep. For sure.
And what the fire department does, we have these little meetings with the chief, I call them. We're trying to get the most current information out. Lithium batteries, I'm hearing more and more about them. I'll tell you a true story. I have a breathing machine. I have two of them. One of them I can bring on a plane because it has an FCC or no, FAA certified lithium battery. The other I can't because it doesn't have it certified. So the bride and I drove all the way down a Bradley Field to go away for to Florida, and only got sent home.
It's awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Only got sent home. So I'm just, that's my experience. The chief has got years of experience. And this time of the year, we don't want any catastrophes.
No.
Or tragedies.
An ounce of prevention.
Yeah. Yeah. And chief, that we started, and this is just a bugaboo about these deep fryer turkey oil, deep fryer propane or whatever. I just want to tell you, I have known throughout our lives, my wife and I, the number of people who have been hurt, lit the back of their house on fire. So we're going to repeat it again. And I'll never forget this happening as a kid. A neighbor of ours lit, you're not going to believe this, Chief, lit a grill, charcoal grill in his house.
Oh.
Yeah. Then he started calling my father. What should I do? What should I do? I won't get into all the details. But again, they're new things. We're trying to prepare people. Lithium batteries, check when we hang up today, please check your stuff.
Yeah. 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 Really, really important when it comes to the lithium ion. Again, you don't want them. You don't want to charge them or store near exit ways, just inside the door. There's been way too many fires where, and you can go online, you can go on YouTube, and yeah, you can Google our YouTube and look for lithium ion battery fires. And if that doesn't shock you, then it definitely should. New York City has had some tremendous fires. One of the problems with automobile fires when it comes to lithium ion, well, I guess really any lithium ion, because they're a bank of smaller batteries that make up the battery that'll drive whatever the machine is, right? And so what'll happen, especially because there's so many, and they're, you know, they're small batteries, they're bigger than AA. There's several different sizes, but there'll be a lithium ion battery fire in an electric car, and they'll think it's out. So if they go to a junkyard, they have to be separated from all the other junk cars. There has to be a area with X number of feet around it so it can just sit. Because what's happening is they'll bring the car. They'll think it's out. They, you know, let it burn or whatever, put a million gallons of water on it and think it's out. Five days later, it'll start again. And it'll start and it'll burn with the same amount of intensity that it burned 5 days prior. So the NFPA came out and said that if you're going to accept lithium ion battery cars, you'll have them stored away from your other combustibles.
Wow.
And junk cars, as far as that goes.
Yeah.
And there was a scooter store, and that happened. They went and they put the fire out. They fought the fire all night long. They left. Within 12 hours, they were back again because scooters that were still in the store, they were fire damaged. They overhauled. They thought they got everything. Nope. Went back for batteries that weren't even involved with the original fire, took off because of the damage to the casings and, you know, that kind of thing. So lithium ion batteries are no joke, and you got to take
care of precautions. And they're in more things than you can imagine.
Yep. They're in your phone, computer, your oxygen tank.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, my first one, the guy, said to me when I read the serial number and model number, he said, oh, that's one of the first ones. He said, I'm thinking, really? So I do what the chief said. When it's charged, I unplug it.
Yeah.
And same with computers, same with anything that has these. And you know, I have to ask you too, chief, because they are EMS first responders, they do a, I have to, here's my little speech. I saw the tax rate went up. Well, I got to tell you, I don't complain. And let me tell you why. Because I'm not in the best of health. So if I go down right now, in no more than 6 minutes, there'll be fire crew trained to keep me as stable and going until the ambulance gets here. If you need a cop, now I know some of you are upset about the other night. I've gotten your emails and your text. I listened to the scanner from when the storm started. At one point, they had 20 calls backed up. Bottom line, same with the fire department. They're coming as fast as they can, and the police and the fire and the EMS. But on a night like that storm, they got to prioritize the calls.
Yeah, they just get backed up, you know. So, City of Pittsfield has five engine companies and one truck company in service 24/7. Like the other night, everybody was everywhere else. So it was just crazy. I know that Dalton Division Road was shut down for a long time. But also, if you were outside during that storm, it was sheer ice. You know, you applied the brakes, your car didn't stop, and that's a sensation. So it took me a while to get home that night, and it was because I was out. I had a meeting after work, and I was trying to get home from that, and it was right during that storm. And boy, I'll tell you, but what are you going to do? You know?
Well, this is, in case you haven't noticed, this is New England.
In
And this is,
November.
middle of November, we have a tendency to have like snow and ice. And what I noticed on William Street, because I kept the shades up and everything, people, slow down. If you're doing 35 to 45 miles an hour and you slam your brakes on ice, you're going to slide a long way.
And
So,
probably not in a straight line.
yeah. And here's the other thing. Our response time is second, in my opinion. So I've been all over the world, second to none. I mean, I don't listen to the scanner as much as I used to, but that night and other times when I hear sirens, I turn it on. And when you hear how fast the trucks got there, the ambulance is coming, it to me, maybe it's worth my taxes.
Yes.
Not maybe, it is worth my taxes,
It
because
is.
yeah, it really is. I mean, and not be, I don't want to besmirch anybody in the towns and stuff, but I worked in Lanesboro as a cop. They had a great volunteer fire department, but they all had to get there. And on a night like that night, getting there was a trick. So, but Chief, you've been on the fire department a long time, and the evolution of firefighting and hazmat and all, you've had to see a tremendous change.
Well, we have. So I've been on going on 30 years. And I gotta tell you that just jumps to my mind right now is the amount of that we put into keeping our people safe. Because if we're not well, then you know, we can't deliver a quality service to the citizens, right? So we keep ourselves much cleaner. It was when I came in and when your dad was in, everything was dirty, everything was charred, it was a sign that you've been on the job a while. Now you get done with a fire, you come back to the station, everything gets washed. Everything gets washed. Your turnout, everybody has two sets of NFPA compliant turnout gear. Our air packs all get deconned. All of our stuff all gets washed. We have special dryers now. The deputy's car has a special container that he can put his dirty turnout gear in it because it's such a small confined space, and it's got a vent that'll vent out of the car.
Cool.
And it's because we've learned that, and so we'll do the same thing when we're at somebody's house. When we overhaul, we want to get as much out of there if they're going to be staying there, right?
Right.
So, but it's important, and it's important that we keep ourselves healthy. And it you know what? It saves in the
Sure.
long run. It's going to save the taxpayer in the long run. So, but that's been a giant evolution,
Yeah.
is keeping the fire department a cleaner place, a cleaner spaces in our stations. Our trucks are cleaner. The interior of our trucks are cleaner because we don't have all the
Right.
combustibles that just lie. We do a much better job having a cleaner environment to work in.
We're going to take a break. Please stay tuned, and we'll be back with Chief Sammons. And again, we'll reiterate, we'll repeat. If you want to get a pencil and paper to take some notes, please do. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio. Now, we are simulcasting at 88.1 down there in Southern Berkshire. So there you go. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on the Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're right back here. I am with Chief Tom Sammons. He's we've started some cautions. We want, this is a good time and a happy time and a joyous time, but it can also be a dangerous time if you don't think. And the chief will tell you, he's going to go, there are certain things you want to have cleaned by, ready? Professionals.
Yeah. Yep. So, like we said at the top of the hour, when it comes to your furnace or your wood stove, make sure that that gets cleaned, and, pellet stove, make sure you have the proper vacuum to vacuum out the ash from that. But to have your chimneys professionally cleaned, and your chimneys professionally cleaned, if you do it in the early fall before you start your heating season, you can rest assured that it's done. It's like, it's like anything preventive maintenance that you do. And you're going to have a, now that doesn't say this, that things still don't happen. They do, but
right.
you chance favors the prepared. And if you take care of your stuff, you're a lot better off.
Yeah. And again, we've kind of gone over, but to me, it's an important topic because they're in everything. Lithium batteries.
Yep. Yep. Lithium ion batteries are more and more available. They come in everything now, and there's some stuff that's getting pushed out just because we're seeing so much of them. We're seeing a lot more fires with them. We've
yeah.
seen a lot of fires here just in the city of Pittsfield with them, but
yeah.
when you, if you have a bike and you bring it into your house, do not charge it by an exit way, because if that decides to start on fire, you will not have time to use that exit way. The fires from lithium ion batteries are very, very quick and very, very powerful and dangerous, and they will start everything else on fire.
Yeah.
The investigators, our fire investigators, equate a lithium ion battery fire to a flammable liquid gasoline fire. And that's how intense they are.
And folks, this is just good advice. If it's charged up, unplug it.
And unplug it. Yeah, definitely.
Just unplug it. I mean, and again, when we finish, what I'd ask you to do, the chief may go along with me, may not. I don't blame him. But I would go through and check your stuff. Check your, what kind of a battery do you have on that kid's toy?
And that's so damaged batteries. Oh, so if a battery takes a hit, you don't know the plastic housing. The problem is that it might not seem it right away. A damaged bank of lithium ion batteries can ignite.
Wow.
without knowing, and all of a sudden you'll hear a pop, and then it'll be on fire, and it'll be the biggest, hottest fire that you've seen. And if it's by your exit way, you're not going up that way. So I guess like the fire department has said for the last 150 years, have an exit plan out of your house, have a meeting place outside of your house, make sure your smoke detectors work. We actually just came up, we just came up on the 10-year anniversary of the sealed battery smoke detector units.
Wow.
So those smoke detectors had 10-year sealed batteries, right?
Right.
So they didn't have to bother changing them, and nobody was going to take the battery out for the remote control, yada, yada, yada. They were sealed inside the units. It's been 10 years. All of those smoke detectors are going to have to get replaced. So that'll be a 10-year mark that you can take a detector down if it's been a long time. You're going to look on the back of it, and it's going to have the date on it. And if it was all done at the same time, they're all going to have to be done. It's expensive. It's every 10 years. So it probably turns out to be in less than $10 a year, but it happens all at once. So I know for a fact that it just happened. I just talked to a fireman the other day who said he took one. He had one chirping. He took it down and went out and bought one to replace it. Didn't occur to him that all of them were done at the same time 10 years ago. And he had another one start. So he said it was fairly expensive, but they're sealed batteries. They're 10 years. You won't have to worry about it. So.
And again, I'm kind of an old school veteran here. What's the price of your life?
Exactly.
Or your life, or your elderly parents' life? You know, I'm the first to admit I'm not as flexible and movable as I was 20 years ago. So I just went through some of that replacing, because to me, and what's your house worth? What's your property worth?
Yeah.
You know, really and truly, you know, you have to take some responsibility for yourself. You can't blame everybody else for your nonsense. And I these are shows that I feel very important to you, because some stuff we just when I first heard they're only good for 10 years, nobody ever told me that. But when I first got them, they still had the 9-volt batteries in them.
You know? And they only lasted 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they pushed them out to 10, which is better.
Yeah.
But they're sealed units, and they all go bad pretty much at the same time. So
there you go. You know that now. That And if you hear the chirping, don't say, "What's that? What's that?" It's your smoke and fire detector saying,
Well, you know, on the back of the it'll have a series of chirps, and that unless it's going off, but it'll have a series of chirps, and I can't think of the brand, it escapes me, but it'll be like three chirps in a row, like chirp, 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 and it'll pause, chirp, chirp, chirp. And you look
Oh.
on that and it'll say three beeps means, replace. And or it'll be, one chirp will mean this, or so
Yeah.
there are they have gotten to the point where they'll put directions on the back of them. So and if and if worse comes to worse, make a phone call to somebody and have them help you out.
And Chief's getting a phone call. See
Yeah,
that?
keep saying
Talk
that
about good timing.
answer.
Make a phone call. I got a phone call. Somebody's calling the chief to find out what to do with the batteries. But all of these things, and I just have to ask you, Chief, on the medical side, some of these people riding these darn bikes on either the sidewalks or the roads, there's no age limit, obviously. We saw a group of kids come down by the, they were coming down in front of autos on the wrong side. One was, I'm not exaggerating, was 3 inches from getting run over by a car making a turn to go up First Street. Never saw them coming. So, those bikes, scooters, and boards all have lithium batteries.
All of them. And when you bring them home to charge them, you're gonna charge them in a safe place away from your exit ways. I
Yep.
can't say that enough. If I can, I'd like to hit on the same things I did at the top of the hour
Please.
about
Yes.
it's the heating season. People use space heaters to help cool spots in their house. Make sure you plug in a space heater directly into a wall. Do not use an extension cord. Don't use a power strip straight into a wall because that's the safest design for that. It's not supposed to be plugged into a power strip or a extension cord. Anything that heats or cools gets plugged straight into the wall. And keep your common combustibles, drapes, paper, bedding, anything away, 3 feet away from a space heater.
Wow, 3 feet.
Bare minimum.
Well, and again, animals, little kids, keep them away from space heaters. They seem to have a fascination with the space heater, and it's so important that parents be on top of that.
Well, people with candles. I am
The chief's number one bugaboo.
My kids roll their eyes every time I see a candle come into the house. There's a place and a time for candles. I don't think there really needs to be, but I have conceded that fine, there's a place and a time for candles. But remember, it's an open flame that will catch other things on fire. It wants to spread. It wants to keep going.
Yeah.
So, make sure that you have if you have cats, if you have young children, make sure that they can't get anywhere near any kind of an open flame because it's easily spread, and we don't want to see anybody get hurt or lose anything this time, this time of the year.
And I will tell you, after this has been since I've known the chief, the Polish princess heard that. Now, the Polish princess is a candle girl. But right now, she picked up on the chief. She lights a candle, and it's right on the stove.
Built that.
Right on the stove. We get the fragrance, and then at night she caps it, puts the cap back on. Now, we don't know. We had them throughout the house in the old days, and I should have known open flame, firefighter son, but. We do this, and the chief, we want you to be safe. This is the holiday season. Nobody wants to have a bad memory about a holiday season incident.
Right.
Nobody. And there's a lot of things. as the chief pointed out too, if you're going to have a power strip, buy a good one. If it's $6.99, I wouldn't consider that a good one. That's just me. I pay a lot more, but I feel a lot more comfortable with them.
Yeah. If it's got the you know, the circuit breaker built into it.
Yeah.
First line of defense. And then if it's connected to a GFI outlet, that's your second line of defense. And then the breaker panel was your third line of defense. So, you know, it just, it, that stuff was built and designed because of tragedies in the past.
Yeah.
And, you know, still that they make cheap stuff. China puts out a lot of cheap stuff and people buy it because it's easy. You know, when you're looking at the prices, you know, $6.99 is better than, you know, $15.99. But then again, when it comes to electronics that come out of China, you really do get what you pay for.
Yeah. And I, my thing is this, I better be safe than sorry. A few extra bucks just means I won't have an awful, you know, big friendly Sunday. I'll have a small one.
There you go.
For me, you know, I'm not running races anymore. Now, Chief, what I think people should be more aware of is your medical call emergency operations.
Yeah.
You get a lot of calls.
We do a lot of, well, I don't know if you heard them in the background. They just went out. We do about 70% our 911 or EMS calls. We, you know, the city of Pittsfield has 5 stations, so we are closer. So we, you know, it comes down to the chain of survival. We are there first. We will start care. We have one of 2 ambulance companies in the city of Pittsfield that we have a great relationship with. And they show up. We work together as a team. And depending on, you know, the severity of the medical call, we'll assist in getting the patient in the ambulance and let that, you know, they'll take over at that point. You know, we get on scene, we control the scene, and the ambulance folks come in, and we all work together. And we do it on a, and we just have a good relationship with both.
Yeah.
Companies. So.
And I will tell you, as a person who's used it for my sister-in-law and others, you can't beat it.
No.
Because the firefighters get there. They know what they have to do immediately.
Yep.
And they do it. And then followed up by the ambulance crew, who's not too far behind. And
nope.
To me, that's part of our taxes. And you know what? I don't mind paying that. I really don't. Because it could be me. Isn't that selfish? But when you're looking in the mirror, it could be you.
Yeah. Well, you know, we do the Citizens Academy here in the city.
Yeah.
And, we figured out that it costs, like, I don't remember exactly what it is. I think it's 64 cents a day to have a full-time 24/7 fire department in the city of Pittsfield.
Yeah.
So for 64 cents a day, you can be rest assured that we're just right down the street.
And in there, and the point I also want to say, yes, they're fast to get there, but they're trained.
Yep.
That doesn't come for nothing. And they have to maintain that training.
Well, you know, if I might, we just,
You may.
We just did a training here in Pittsfield, last Friday, right? It was a truck company training. So it was put on by the Western Mass Fire Chiefs Association. And we had some instructor. We had 3 instructors come in from New Haven, Connecticut. Big city, big, you know, old mill town city. A lot of what we call triple deckers, 3-story residences. Pittsfield's got a fair amount of triple deckers. And so they came in and we had firefighters. So it's a voluntary thing when you want to go to one of these trainings. So, you know, we had people in our department that took the day and they went and got specialized training. But we had firefighters from all over Lenox, Pittsfield, Williamstown, as far away as Westfield, Springfield, Mass, Great Barrington, Westfield, I think Chicopee. And then we filled up 35 people in the class, and they had three truck companies from Pittsfield, Lenox, and Williamstown. And then they went around Pittsfield to different areas in Pittsfield and demonstrated tactics, which, you know, is huge. And I commend my folks for going and taking that extra training. It's invaluable. When there's a structure fire and people have that little in their tool chest, right? So but it was great that we were able to present that here in the city of Pittsfield, and know that it was for a good reason. And it was grant funded. We're gonna have a hard time getting grants in the future, I think. Take it for what that is. But that was a good training that was provided right here. Structure Innovation Center allowed us to do the training there. We have a great relationship with them. They are fantastic people, and the firefighters out of New Haven put on a great presentation. So,
and you know, it's so needed because everything is changing so fast.
Yeah,
all this, and I guess I throw this to you. You're the hazmat guy. Hazmat used to be a gasoline tanker. That was considered hazmat. Today, hazmat is a whole career in and of itself.
Yes. Yeah. Well, District 5, it's now all District 4. So basically Western Mass is District 4 hazmat now. And I've been on the team since 2006. A lot of our stuff that they train us on now, they've cleaned up a lot of industry.
Oh, good.
But you can't clean it all up because you still use,
lithium-ion batteries.
Lithium-ion batteries, when they burn, are a hazardous material. Oh. They are. Basically, a house fire. When a house is on fire, the products of combustion. Is what kills you. It's not the burns. It's inhaling all those plastics and all that poison you that quick. We are lucky. I mean, we have trains that go through the city of Pittsfield on a daily basis carrying green alcohol for gasoline to mix with gasoline. Those are full. as we train and plan, we look at that kind of stuff as potential emergencies here.
One last question before I let you go. I know you're busy. Electric car fires. Now, I've read two or three things. They're a nightmare.
They are a nightmare. When there's a we actually purchased a couple of lithium ion battery blankets that you would cover a car fire with and then cool it, like in a parking garage where you might not be able to get it out and keep it away from the other, or cover it to try to keep it from spreading to other vehicles. But they are. And the problem is with a lithium ion battery fire, whether it's a car or a scooter or a bike, the bank of batteries, when they burn and you think it's out, it can be up to 5-7 days later, all of a sudden it will ignite again. It's in the chemistry. So once they burn, that's why, one of the things that we say is never use an altered battery pack of lithium ion batteries ever. And they do, people do, for one reason or another, they, maybe a bank got, damaged and they took the batteries out. You used to be able to do that years ago. Not anymore. And there isn't a good there's not a good solution right now to get rid of lithium ion batteries. I'm not even sure if the when they do the hazardous materials collection day, that you can bring lithium ion
batteries. I'm not either. All I know is we've given you some good information. What I would ask you to do, follow up. Haven't had your furnace cleaned. You got an oil burner. You know, I would get it cleaned. Don't wait until the middle of January when it's 90 degrees below zero and your furnace won't start.
Or if you have a blowback.
I actually, an oil furnace. I actually went with my father to see that, and the house, first of all, the house stunk.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, clean your chimneys if you have wood stoves or anything like that. Oil burners, it's to save your life, save your property.
Yep.
You know, this has got nothing to do with permitting or buying stuff from and the other thing I'll say, because I'm not good. My wife has hidden all the tools ever since I spent 3 days trying to hang a picture and it was crooked. But get a professional to do it, especially screwing around with your burners. You know, yeah, please,
sure.
Please. It's not worth it. To save a dime, you could lose your house. You could lose your life.
Yep.
Chief, I don't care what they say. You should look into going into the fire service for a career.
I'm looking at finishing it.
Yeah, you could have a future. Chief Sammons, we are lucky to have you, and I mean that sincerely. We're going to be losing on another great guy, in my opinion, with Chief Dolly's going to retire.
Yep, he's sleeping soon.
Yes, he is. I got to get him on. Speaking with officers, he's a cop's cop.
He is.
And when you're a cop, there isn't a greater compliment than to hear that from your colleagues.
Yep.
And Chief, you're a fireman's firefighter, Kansas fireman, firefighter, firefighter. You've been through it. You've done it all. You inspection. You've been on the trucks. You're hazmat. We are lucky in the city of Pittsfield to have someone of your caliber, and I mean that.
Well, thank you, sir.
No, I mean that. Whenever I have you on, you're just a wealth of knowledge. Now, that said, let's say this. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you're going to deep fry your turkey, do it outside. Keep kids and pets away. And whatever you do, do not put a frozen turkey in a boiling hot operative oil.
Attaboy.
Hot oil. Chief, happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, we'll see you.
God willing. At my age, I don't even buy green bananas. We'll talk to you guys. And remember, folks, God bless. And today, lift somebody up. Don't push somebody down. Put a smile on somebody's face, not a frown. We're all in this together. We need each other. We need them more than probably you need me. But they're there. 911. God bless, everybody. Talk to you soon, Chief.
Bye now. Keep on.